Welcome to the 5-Week Linguist Show. If you want to learn a language or you teach a language, you've come to the right place. Join Janina each week for tips, resources, and advice for making engaging language learning happen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome to the 5-Week Linguist Show. This week I wanted to talk about Tim Ferriss. Many years ago, I was feeling a bit stressed out. I love my work. I feel really lucky to be a teacher and an author. It suits me really well. I enjoy it. But it's a lot of work. And I want to say it was 2010. I actually picked up the 4-hour work week. I was certainly, the title was absolutely intriguing. And I wanted to know how is this possible? And there were some definitely really interesting ideas about working 4 hours a week, which, if I recall correctly, it was about sort of mini retirements, not being chained to the same job, making big changes, which is certainly possible, but I don't know how, you know, realistic it is short term for a lot of people to live that way. But it definitely gave me some really interesting ideas to see that there are things that are possible. And what really gave him a lot of credibility to me was that he is a Princeton graduate with an East Asian Studies degree. And so over the years, I've listened to him talk about languages. And I want to say that he actually worked for Berlitz, very, very reputable company, doing a lot. They have great materials. They do a lot of books and phrase books and audio courses. So definitely, he certainly has some credibility with me with regard to his experience with languages. And over the years, a few things that he's said, seemingly, you know, perhaps casually, really made me think, wow, he really thinks about languages. He really gets it. And I wanted to share three critical insights that I got, three that really resonate with me that are really critical for any language learner. The first one is a quote. A person's success in life can be measured by the number of uncomfortable conversations he or she is willing to have. I have no idea what the context was within which he said this. Perhaps the first things that come to my mind might be talking to a friend or a partner or asking for a raise. Those uncomfortable conversations, those conversations that you don't want to have. But it really applies beautifully to languages, doesn't it? You have to be willing to have conversations, and you have to be willing to be really unsuccessful at them to get to that point of being successful. I think getting comfortable with failure is one of the biggest hurdles that so many of us have in learning languages, really getting off the ground. Because I think if you can feel uncomfortable with just saying something and not worrying about whether or not it's perfect, you're well on your road to being able to do that. And what's interesting too is, you know, that's research-based linguistically, isn't it? You know, Krashen talks about in one of his, the five hypotheses, he talks about, you know, the grammar hypotheses. We all go through these sort of, or rather monitoring, but we all go through these different stages at different times, right? We all make the same kind of mistakes, regardless of the language, at the same phase of our fluency. So I think that this is really, I think it's a really important insight. Have uncomfortable conversations. Get comfortable being uncomfortable. That way you will learn a language. That's the first one. The second one, a quote I saw somewhere, is about books. And I want to say that I heard him say that he had a nasty manga habit. He spent some time in Tokyo, and he spent time. I want to say he said that he stayed up. He had a flashlight. I can't remember. He, as a teenager, was doing something that was research-based. Dr. Stephen Krashen, SLA researcher, he did a study of two hyperpolyglots, and I can't even tell you how many they both or each speak. One of them was a Hungarian man, Lom Kato, and he had never lived outside of Budapest, and he spoke, I don't even want to say because I think I'll get it wrong. It was at least 10 languages. And the other one is the linguist, Steve Kaufman, amazing guy. This man, this Hungarian man, did all his pleasure reading in different languages. When you can read, you can learn anything. And so while Tim Ferriss, as an Ivy League graduate, has certainly read a lot of books, reading for pleasure is powerful. Reading things that you enjoy, reading things that you're not going to be able to get enough of. Read graphic novels, read manga, read magazines, read blogs, read your horoscope. It is a fantastic lesson. So this young Tim Ferriss was applying Stephen Krashen's research before surely he knew what it was. And the last one is games. So I've been fascinated with games for many years, games and learning. And it started off as something really quite selfish. I was a young language teacher. I knew that, you know, my content could be a bit heavy at times. And I really enjoyed it. I studied two languages through high school, and I really loved it. I didn't mind doing the verbs. I didn't mind grammar. I didn't mind the book exercises. I enjoyed it. But a lot of people don't. And to really bring all that content, all those black and white words to life, games are crucial. Play lots and lots of games. So over the years, I've read about some researchers on play. And while I don't use the classic definition of play in my teaching, which play, I believe, is just, you know, doing something for your happiness, just for the pure enjoyment of it. And classes are structured. They need to be to produce those outcomes. But about getting a lot of games and fun things into your life, the fun bits could be just the, you know, pure pleasure reading like Tim Ferriss was doing. But it could be, you know, it's got to be something that's really personal to you. So what I think is really interesting is that Tim Ferriss he was an early investor in Duolingo. Duolingo is actually really old school grammar kind of gamified. And people love it. I've done it. I think it's really interesting. I don't love, I don't love that it's necessarily focused on translations and on sentences that you wouldn't be saying for a long time. You really need that survival language. I'm a real believer in that. But it's gotten so robust. They've added chatbots and stories and all kinds of interesting things. And I'm really, 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 really impressed. But think about play, right? Think about games and play. Pleasure with language learning. So think about music. Think about art classes and movies and binge watching TV. Think about doing things you enjoy. The games, a lot of us language teachers, we're huge into the games because it keeps everybody interested and just makes something that's not so easy a lot more fun. And I think that it's really underrated, the value of play in learning, but you should put some in your life for language learning. There's some great stuff out there. I love lyrics training. I do love Duolingo. I love anything that keeps you active. Netflix for language learning. again, not a classic game, but you get the idea, pleasure. Do, you know, 20 to 10 minutes a day, 10 or 20 minutes a day in a new language, and all that time adds up. Have difficult conversations, read and have fun with languages. Is there anything else that you wanted us to talk about? Advice on language learning, tips? Go ahead and leave your questions in the comments and let us know. Until next time, bye.
Thank you for listening to the 5 Week Linguist Show with Janina Klimas. Join us each week here and visit us at reallifelanguage.com/reallifelanguageblog for more resources for learning and teaching languages.